It's Morning Edition here on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. This week we learned of a whistleblower report alleging that leaders with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints stockpiled more than $100 billion of tithes and donations that were specifically intended for charity. The issue came into the spotlight when a complaint to the IRS suggested that the LDS Church was building an investment portfolio and allegedly was not following federal tax rules. Michelle Quist is a columnist for the Salt Lake Tribune. She's also an attorney and has been involved in the law and politics for about 20 years. She's a commissioner for the Utah State Bar. She also serves on the Family Advisory Council at Primary Children's Hospital, and we're fortunate that she can join us for a few minutes this morning. Ms. Quist, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Can you first talk to me a little bit about how and when you heard about this news this week and your first reaction?
I think I heard about it the night the story came out, the day the story came out. You know, of course, I was busy doing Christmas activities with my kids and was a little distracted, but the news was unrelenting about this story that came out of the Washington Post. I mean, the reaction is to $1 billion or $100 billion, right? That's a big number. And so the visceral reaction is, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. And the pittance that I just sent in is as my own tithing. For, you know, the past 6 months, I sent in a 6 month chunk. You know, I said on Twitter, I just got this pit in my stomach because I don't know if the church needed my 6 months, but I really needed it. And so I guess that's what my first reaction was.
I'd like to ask a bit about your faith, if that's okay.
Sure.
I understand it's personal, and please tell me if it's none of my business. How much does your faith identify you or inform you?
Oh, it's everything to me. I've always been a member of the church. I grew up in California as a strong member. My friends were members. You know, it was my community was strong. I went to BYU as an undergrad student. I went to BYU law school. I worked in New York City. I was, you know, the Mormon. I was in a Wall Street law firm, and everybody knew who I was and knew that I didn't drink at the company parties and that. It's who I was. It's who I am.
I want to read or at least see if we can share a tweet that you sent out this week. And it starts, I get tithing. I get faith. I even get exercises in futility. Could you read that tweet for us?
Sure. I even get exercises in futility. But when I'm struggling to pay the mortgage and make ends meet without child support and ends won't meet, at Christmas time for my seven kids, and I think of the 6 months worth I just sent to the church, I get this pit in my stomach.
You have seven kids?
Yes.
Have you had some conversations with your kids about any of this?
No, I haven't, actually. You know, Christmas time, December, they've got one thing on their minds.
Well, at some point, though, when they probably would like to have that conversation, what might you tell a young adult who is a member of the LDS Church?
Well, I mean, I'll tell them what I've known all along and what I've believed all along. Tithing is a spiritual law that you choose to obey or not obey, and it is a choice. I guess, you know, I'm 43 years old. I haven't been paying my tithing for 43 years. I haven't been paying my tithing because the church needs my money. I've been paying my tithing because I love God and I want to follow the commandments. But it just became crystal clear this week that the church doesn't need the money, right? And so when I really need it, it's a test of the faith, and it's a harder test, and I know that my kids will confront the same questions as they grow and mature.
To put a button on your experience the other night when your car broke down, a couple of people did stop to help, yes?
Right. Yeah, they did. Yeah, my car broke down. It actually had just been fixed, right? And so I had just made this outlay of money to fix the car that wasn't in a typical December budget. And so there I am in the middle of an intersection. I have a Christmas tree on the top of the car. I've got six kids inside, and I'm stuck in the middle of this intersection in Mill Creek. I have to call a tow truck and get it back to the same repairman. And all these things just tend to pile up at one point, at one time. But I did have these people stop. And, someone came, they saw me struggling in the intersection, and he was trying to, diagnose what was wrong. And he did so very quickly, and it was helpful for the mechanic to know what was wrong. Someone came a little later to make sure I had a ride home because he saw me standing out, in the cold, watching the tow truck, attach my car. It's the generosity of people that get us through these hard times, and it's a reminder of really how and why we live what we believe.
Can I assume that your tithing will continue?
Yes.
But you are deflated over this news.
I am. Deflated, not in the sense that, my tithing doesn't do good. But I'm deflated in the sense that perhaps we as a church could be doing more. We ask to tithe the members, and the members tithe, but they also ask for more. They ask for, and I love giving to the local funds, to fast offering, because it stays more local. But there have been times in the history of the church where they've started programs like the Perpetual Education Fund to help fund college for, in other countries. And my neighborhood, my ward, had a refugee project where we were, asked to help out with donating for the refugees, all good causes. But when the church has so much money sitting, it's hard for me to keep giving when I can't make my when I can't meet my bills. But there's this guilt complex that I know giving is good. Like I know this, right? I know that giving is good and it will always bless me, and giving more is always good. But it's just hard to read that we have so much money sitting and there's so many good things that we could be doing.
Michelle Quist is an attorney and a columnist for the Salt Lake Tribune. To your children and to you, have a warm and lovely holiday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.